How do you know that God authored the Bible?
Well, for one, because of the power contained therein. You know, the Pharisees, whenever they spoke of Christ, or even unbelievers that spoke of Christ, they said that never a man spake like this man. Nobody talked quite like Jesus. Nobody had as much power as he did in the realms of just the way that he spoke. And you think of how the disciples of Christ were called Christians, and how the unbelievers said that these are the men which have turned the world upside down. And they did that because of the truth that they spoke and the authority that they had, just speaking the words of life, the words of eternal life. It's incredible to think that the Bible is actually authored by God. And not too long ago, a gentleman on the street asked me, "Why do you believe the Bible is the Word of God, Matt? You know, don't you realize that this is just a book that was written by man?" Well, here's the thing. It is true that God used men to write His Word, but it doesn't mean that they're the author of the words that have been written down. Think of the fact that if I was to tell my wife to write something down, and she wrote it down, is she the author of what was written? No, I would be the author of what she had written down. And the Bible tells us that holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So God literally spoke through them and wrote through those men as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And they penned the Word of God that was authored by God. And so, of course, God had to use men to write down His Word. What else is He going to use? Elephants? Animals? He had to use something that would be able to read His Word to be able to write down His Word and communicate that and translate that out to people.